This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But man, I am tired. Man, what a week.
Yeah.
What a long week.
I know that's not fair because you worked 2 days this week, so I think you're joking. But before we went on, before we like cracked the mic for the segment, you said you were exhausted.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
I don't know what to do here.
Because quite frankly, you guys have got it off easy this week, right? Because you guys have just had to come to work and do your normal schedule. I painted for 4 straight days of like 12-hour days. I moved things 2 straight days. I've been moving things before the show, running honeydew errands. Yeah, basically sounding like that. This is the most cardio I've had in a great many years. Year or so.
Okay.
And so, yeah, your boy's just, my ass is kicked.
Okay.
Yeah, and only 3 more weeks to go. It's about 2 more weeks to go.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure where you're going there.
What day is it?
You guys, Friday.
It's about 12 days left. 12 days of moving, and I've already told everyone I'm not unpacking a damn thing. I've packed it. I'll move it. All the heavy stuff. Well, not all the heavy stuff. There's a moving company for the really heavy stuff. But
okay.
The boxes, that's me. The outdoor stuff, that's me. Got it. I'm not unpacking a damn thing.
That's where you draw the line.
Unless it's in my office. And then I will unpack it.
How's it going to get unpacked?
In my office, I'll unpack it.
No, in general, how are things going to get unpacked?
There's 4 other people in the house.
Okay, all right. Because you know how it goes. I mean, you are the dad. We're going to wear the brunt of it.
Daddy's back. And I've said I'm happy to move the boxes. I actually feel renewed when I'm moving boxes. I'm not overly taxed until about 6 o'clock on any given night, and then I'm exhausted. But I feel good. I'm sleeping good. Life is really good. But once everything's moved in, you can catch me sitting on my new free couch that I got this last weekend.
Oh, a free couch.
Oh, it worked out so good.
What happened?
Well, we're looking for a brown leather couch for my office because it's going to kind of fit what we're going for.
Okay, because your main couch is a really nice couch.
Not getting rid of that.
That's the one that you got the chargers on there and everything like that.
Yeah, the recliner. Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we were looking at it, and we were going to go for like Habitat for Humanity, the Restore, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it just so happened that it popped up on one of the neighborhood groups that I believe she was an older lady and she was getting rid of this old leather couch. It had a few scratches on it from having a dog, but free couch. It's a really nice couch.
Absolutely free. You just had to pick it up.
Absolutely free. All I had. And then I got
That's
there
nice.
And I think her grandson and another young man, they were like 20s, maybe like mid 20s. They carried it out and put it on my truck.
Mm.
Now, it didn't stop me because Ness has a back injury. I did have to carry it in myself.
A whole couch?
Yes. Which wouldn't have been a problem.
I mean, I would have lined up the 3 kids and been like, "Let's."
We didn't have to do much. Because I get worried about them getting in the way, and I don't want to knock a kid out with a couch.
Okay.
The problem is...
You got 3 of them.
The problem is, all right, if it's a... let's say it's a 6-foot, 7-foot couch. Then it's like a 7-foot couch.
Yeah.
I'll just get in the middle of it, and to basically just balance it on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because
every story you tell is you balancing things on your shoulder. Why are you balancing everything on your shoulder?
Because I can.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
I might be fat. Not that people realize. I am stronger than hell.
Why would anyone doubt your strength?
Because you're a massive human. I think they see the fat and they think, oh, doughboy. And you're right. But very strong doughboy.
I've always thought, deceptively strong. And I've never actually seen you pick up anything. I've just always assumed you were strong.
You know the problem was with the couch?
You picked it up on your shoulder
is
a problem.
No, problem is I picked a 7-foot couch about 3 feet of the way up. So I got it onto my shoulder and started walking forward and realized that I was being pulled backwards because the weight wasn't even.
You are almost 40 years old.
Yeah, almost.
You need to not be doing these things,
man. No. I'm proving my vitality.
No, it'd be different if you had a job where you actually were like, you know, doing physical labor often. No. You don't do that anymore. That's not a job you've had in a very long time.
But
your body's not used to this, man. Once you start making your livelihood with your noggin, with your brain up here,
which some say I don't.
You do, because this is how this works. But
I'm not a smart man.
But the whole point is, you're out of commission, man. You can't treat your body like you're 22 anymore.
I can tell you definitively that I'm in commission I couldn't drop the couch. I didn't want to break it. So I just leaned forward and I walked. Bent over with a couch on my shoulder.
My back hurts. You just telling the story
for probably a good 100 feet, and then I brought it inside. Now, in fairness, once we got it set, because I didn't breathe for the entirety of the 100 feet, because I was leaning forward and it was like crushing on my diet. I did think I might pass out because I did not breathe the entire walk from the back of my truck. To placing the thing inside.
You've got nothing to prove to anybody here. Like,
see, that's the thing. I prove it to myself.
It's wild to me. Like, do I think there's another world out there where you have like a Nick Wilson construction company or something like that, and you own your own construction company, and you're just constantly out on different sites, and you're doing a handyman thing, and you're using your body 24/7. I see that world. By the way, you'd have to own the company. I made you the owner because I don't know that I
couldn't be somebody's foreman.
It's not working that way with you. Yeah. You would own the company. It'd be very successful. You'd own the company, and then
at which point I'm not doing any of that work.
Well. No, that'd be the difference. You'd lead from the front.
You know what? That's a really nice point. Yes, I would.
And so, in that world, like this 7-foot couch wouldn't set you back in the slightest bit.
So here's the thing.
That's not the world we live in, though.
I've met you and Vanessa halfway. I've said 99% of the furniture, I'm paying someone to move that. I'll move the boxes. I'll move the stuff that's not going to tear my back up.
This is like that bookcase you moved the last time you moved.
Let's see, which one?
That you like said you put on your back, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, again, that's fun.
Yeah, no, that's not fun.
No, it absolutely
is.
I can't be the only person that doesn't think doing things that makes you feel strong or fun.
What happened to Daryl coming over and helping you out?
Two Saturdays from now. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the couch for two Saturdays. Marketplace, you got to move. These things are on the hop here.
Well, exactly. And we got it right on time. You got
to get going.
Now, here's the thing, though. I'm not asking Daryl to do heavy stuff with me. Come on.
Yeah.
By the way, he's going to help me hang a picture. That's what Daryl's here for.
I like that you've never once asked for any help from me, by the way, in this whole moving situation.
This is the most I've ever asked for help. And I think I've asked for Daryl to help me hang pictures on the wall because it's a super heavy picture and I want to make sure it doesn't tear drywall off. And then my cousin Johnny. And it's basically, he's mounted TVs to the wall before and I haven't. I want him to help me kind of navigate that. That's it. I will not. Well, in fairness, my in-laws did come over to patch some drywall.
Yeah.
That there was an issue during painting, but yeah, that's about it.
You buying Daryl and Johnny some pizza and beer? What's the payback?
I think that's insulting now.
Is it? I don't
know. Yeah, I think it's almost like it's like a hair tussle. Like no, like we're men. It's better than
nothing.
I don't think. Well, okay.
Does Daryl get like a solid handshake at the end?
He's getting
like
my old smoker.
Thanks for help. Well, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. Now my cousin Johnny, he's family. I don't know him a damn thing. I'm mostly joking there.
Mostly. He's getting nothing. Johnny, you're getting nothing.
But you don't see.
It's for my birthday.
What I feel like you're not seeing I'm seeing the whole picture.
I'm seeing a 6'4 large human putting a 7-foot couch on his back.
It was very impressive. I don't think you understand how impressive.
Near 40-year-old putting a couch on his back.
See, you're putting this. I'm no longer moving dressers by myself. Like when we moved into the house in Manaway.
That's a win.
We moved in the house in Manaway. I lifted a full dresser over guardrails by myself and pushed it up the stairs. I missed a step and it came crashing back down on me and knocked me out cold, clean. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. So you're missing that I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, this is the growth. This is the growth that you're showing?
And then Thankfully, it's coming at the last move ever.
If all it is just a couch off of a market, free couch off marketplace, then I guess we can say you're doing better.
I can't wait for you to see the couch.
I'm excited to see the couch.
Like when somebody
when's the housewarming party? Are we doing a housewarming party?
I think if I ask Vanessa that question right now, I think she'd spontaneously combust.
Okay, so maybe
we're
going to
get into the house
6 months from now. Housewarming party?
No, but I think we're going to let's get into like the end of March, and then let's see how the weather's going. Let's see if La Nina kicks up here at some point in March, and then we'll go from there. But I can't wait. If somebody tells me, hey, you see that couch? That's a nice couch, right?
I'll compliment the couch. I'll forget this conversation and then compliment the couch so we feel like we had it for the first time.
You got to test it out. You're going to be like, how is this couch free?
I'll show up to the housewarming party with like a plant that you can put in the corner. Just a classic TV trope.
I don't want a plant. No.
Well, you're getting a plant. I don't know what else you're giving a housewarming party. Isn't that the standard housewarming party gift?
How much does that cost, by the way?
A plant?
Yeah.
It varies. If I get you like a succulent or something like that, easy now.
I didn't say anything.
Easy now.
That's because giggled doesn't
mean... My mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else gets me in trouble.
So how much does a succulent run? You got to say succulent in a sexy way, right?
No, I was going to tell you
I just bought you a succulent. Take care of your schmeckle.
It varies. I bought one recently for about $45.
Oh, yeah. Then just give me a $45 gift card.
I'm not giving a gift card as a housewarming present.
Why?
That's
because then I can choose that $45 and whatever I want. Why?
No, gift cards are the most thoughtless gift that anybody can possibly
give. No, it's so thoughtful because then I can buy whatever I want with it.
No, very, very thoughtless.
Do you have another bottle of alcohol that you can give him?
No, absolutely not.
Will you take one of my $40 bottles of rum that I just win at restaurants?
I'll take the succulent.
No follow-up by Jake, by the way, on whether or not he's tasted that rum.
I think we got to get back to this idea. Succulents are nice. Sure, whatever.
Massive humans.
Vanessa's basically an amateur gardener. I have enough plants, right? Can you give me like a drill? I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that you could get me that I actually might use in the new house.
I don't make the rules of the housewarming presents guide. I don't make those rules. You don't get to pick your own housewarming present.
But I think
you're
forcing a succulent on me that I don't think anyone... Like, how many people out there
are
like...
I just love the visual of me showing up with a plant and being like, hello, Nick. It's lovely to see your new house.
I hope somebody brings a succulent. Ooh, maybe a witch hazel. Do we have a witch hazel?
It's like the standard...
Sociopaths hope for that.
90s sitcom. Like, I showed up to the housewarming party with this plant that's going to die in 2 months.
216-474-0092. What is a better housewarming gift? A plant or a gift card for the value of the plant? 216-474-0092. What about cash? Is cash better than a gift card?
I'm not giving you cash.
What was that?
I'm not giving you cash.
What does that mean?
That's too transactional.
What's the difference?
That's too transactional.
What's the difference between giving me $45 and spending $45 on a succulent?
The difference is I would have so much excitement just carrying this plant and being like, this is what you do for housewarming. Here's your plant, Nick.
Well, give me
Pyrex.
And then
I would pester you too and be like, so where'd you find in the house? Where'd you put the plant? I'm an excitable boy. What room is that plant ending up in? And then
you
that would be a lot of fun
about
for
it.
Me. What do you mean?
The second you give somebody a succulent, you'll literally never think about it again.
Wrong. I follow-up question to my sister. I was like, so how do you like the succulent?
You gave your sister a succulent?
It was for her birthday.
Is that the only flower you like?
It was for my birthday.
It was for her birthday.
Could you not give her any other plant? There's not a chance in hell
I'm
giving my sister a succulent.
It. You don't have to take care of it. It just kind of exists.
You're from Chicago, not West Virginia.
It just kind of exists.
You can't
Peter
give,
won't let me get it in.
You can't give a family member that seductively named plant.
Easy now.
Give her a rose bush, for God's sakes. Don't give her a succulent.
I don't like how you say succulent after that.
Yes, yes. Because
I don't like how you say that now.
Because I think you need to understand how if you... I could have avoided all your troubles.
Don't ruin a beautiful gift. Don't ruin a beautiful gift.
I mean, I think you've ruined it. My mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else gets me in trouble. By forcing succulents on everybody else.
It's a lovely gift. I can't wait to be invited to the housewarming party. We're going to have a great time.
Mac's been Googling succulents this whole time. 216-474-0092.
Don't work, computer Mac. I'm an excitable boy.
Not doing it. I'm not getting fired on a Friday. I've already done enough. The question is, would you rather a gift card for the value of a plant, or would you rather a plant as a housewarming gift? I'll take whatever you give me. But there's going to be a part of me that's like, I didn't ask for this succulent. More to come in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Would you rather receive a plant as a housewarming gift or a gift card for the value of said plant?
Right. Most people would probably take the gift card, but gift cards are such a thoughtless gift in my mind. They are. I feel like a plant is very appropriate for a housewarming party. A gift card says, we thought nothing of you.
Do you just want me to fake it? Do you just want me to be like...
Yeah.
Is that a succulent?
I've been waiting for one
of
those.
I hope somebody brings a succulent.
What I love now is that... Thank you. What I love now is that Katie in between the breaks said she's going to give you a succulent. Anthony, I guess up top, was talking succulent.
He can't afford a succulent.
Talking Succulent's a great podcast name, by the way. And it seems like everyone you invite to the station for your housewarming party that doesn't exist yet is going to bring a succulent, and I'm pumped.
Ooh, Jared saying, have him get a brisket so you can smoke it. Yeah. Can you get me meat?
Can you get me a meat
instead of a succulent?
That might make you cry with happiness.
Yeah.
He finally gets me.
Like a nice a $75 brisket could really get me there.
$75 brisket?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me... The little $45 briskets are... That's the ass end of the brisket. That's a very small brisket.
Does it give you like an all-access pass to the sauna in your house, too? Or what's going on there? A $75 brisket.
But you want to spend a night with my wife as well? Jeez, trying to elbow in on a lot here, aren't we,
Big,
Peterlin?
Massive humans. Expensive brisket that you just had me getting.
Not going to happen. Saying, if it's a woman, she wants both. A guy wants beer. Yeah, but $45 of Coors Banquet. I don't think you're buying me that.
I don't think so either.
I think that's two 12-packs of the little bottles. Actually, it might be three of those and a sixer.
I'd probably stop and just get you a rack of like Natty Light or something instead and then be like, and that's not even close to $45.
I'd rather take the succulent. Thank you very much. Danny's saying depends on the plant. We also had somebody ask, a weed plant? We're not drug dealers here, dog.
We live in an up-and-up society.
I just love the idea of you coming to my housewarming party, and it just reeks of weed. Because we've got like six weed plants of just people being like, it's legal now. Here's some ganj. Holy cannoli.
People go to your backyard, and they find the spot where you should be growing them, too. And they just set them
now,
in.
You want to put this at about a 75-degree angle here. You really want the sun to really hit the buds right at a specific angle. And you know, and then you have to wait 6 months for it to you know, kind of ruminate, and then you'll be great.
Now, that would be the appropriate gift card as a gift card for your lighting bill after that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wasn't even going to say it myself, by the way. I was like, I put myself in this, and then you did the dirty move of just letting it sit, and I said, nope.
There have been three things today that I honestly could not have been more of a jerk on. The first one...
I like that we can power rank them, by the way. Yeah, it's very nice.
The first one was, I think, when I jammed you up about your Peterlin pass for the Knicks, and I said, well, what if the Knicks win?
No, that was a reasonable one. That wasn't being a jerk. That was a reasonable...
second. Pause.
In the discussion we were having, that was more than a reasonable question. It just, my bird brain hadn't thought about that in the slightest bit.
The second one is when I said you gave your sister a succulent.
Oh, no. I thought we were going for Nick Batty versus Nick Goody.
No, that was deserved. You deserved that.
Oh, so,
you deserved
okay, so
for that one to die on the vine.
One. Okay, yeah. All right.
And then whatever the last thing happened, because I've already forgotten it. Klaus saying, do you like houseplants? No.
This is more about me wanting to fulfill the idea of being invited to a housewarming party and showing up with the houseplant. This is more about that.
The problem is, you'll ask me about it and I'll be like, oh, it died.
A cool thing about succulents, they last a very long time and they're low maintenance. So you're really set up for it to really shine for you.
Gene saying, why are you griping over a gift? They didn't have to give you anything.
Good point, Gene.
Gene, it's Friday.
Good point,
all
Gene.
Right. It's Friday. It's been a very long week here. Simmer down, Gene. I love you, but simmer down there. Also, real quick look at that Twitter poll, by the way. 75% of people saying they'd rather a gift card than a plant. I hope somebody brings a succulent.
I agree. Go Cavs.
Good God. This has been fun. However, Aaron Rodgers, TMZ, the folks there caught up with him just this last week, and he gave his criteria for a new team.
When choosing a team, what is something you take into consideration? Like, what factors?
If they want you.
They want you. What else? Anything else? Like,
they got a good team.
Well, he's got to reserve something for McAfee, right?
So, in fairness, we were going to play this clip because JP and Jake were like, I think this weekend we can turn this into a good Browns topic. As if he said something actionable.
I literally read you... Well, as if
yeah,
I was like
I thought
a,
you were doing the
I
most
dumb
it down
stenographer. I literally read you what he said. I said, if they want you, ... if they have a good team.
But you never said, and that's all he said.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, I 100% did.
I said they caught up with him. I said, I don't even think McAfee can be mad about it because he's talking to these guys, but he said nothing, but he did say something.
Oh, my God. Hey, what are you hoping for in a new job? Well, I hope they hire me, and I hope they pay me good money. All right, we nailed it. That's some analysis there by Aaron Rodgers.
No, but he did say good team, and I wondered whether or not the Browns actually even fit into that category.
I don't know.
Does this put the Browns on the board, or does it take them off for Aaron Rodgers?
It's a good topic. I don't know.
This is the fourth meanest thing you've done for me today, by the way.
I don't know the sound. Curious.
I think the interviewer threw you off in a very interesting way.
Wait, what? The interviewer? What?
Yeah, the guy asking the question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't expect him to be English either. Not that I have a problem with that.
No, but it definitely threw you off.
But every guy that interviews people for TMZ sounds like some weirdo that's just hanging outside the bush anyways. But
it's because he was.
I don't even think you need to be a good team for Aaron Rodgers to want to go to you. I don't know how picky he's going to be. Like, if it's between, like, I think he actually makes a lot of sense for the Raiders, and that team's not good. So I think it is. Are you going to let Aaron still be Aaron to some degree? Are you going to pay him enough money? And does he think he can make you better and make me make you competitive?
I don't know that he's going to come back to a team or come back to just any team in general if he is just going to wind out the clock.
Well, do you think the Raiders are a good team?
No, and that's why I would say I don't think he's going to end up with the Raiders.
That's interesting because that is one of the places he's been tied to. Listen, if you said, what's a more conducive environment to him winning next year, the Browns or the Raiders? I'd say the Browns.
Yeah, I would too.
And like Titans, people have pointed out he has a house in Tennessee.
The Titans because of the house, yeah. Not a reason why you but it's been looped into it.
Brian Callahan is a dead man walking. They've got a streak there of the GM gets fired, then the head coach. And if they don't take a quarterback, they're effectively saying, and we don't really care about Brian standing in that locker room either. So I don't think that's a better spot. I'm trying to think of other teams. He's clearly not going back to the Jets.
I do wonder, there was a thought going around whether or not he'd been blackballed basically by the NFL, where even he was going to search and look around for teams. He was going to make his pitches. He was going to do all that. And the NFL as a collective was just going to say, we've had enough of you, Aaron.
Somebody made a comp on that. Oh, gosh, what was it? Of a player that basically, I think it might have been the NFL. I think I might be having a stroke on air on this one.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I teed it up for
you. Was it Belichick?
Yes. Yeah, effectively. Because
that would make some sense.
But the difference is quarterback scarcity is much more concerning than head coach scarcity.
Yeah.
So I think he will. Like, if he wants to. Now, I think what's interesting is how the teams try and treat Aaron in the process like he's desperate. Like, do they try and say, well, no more McAfee, no more press, you're going to be here, basically do what the Jets try to do, where they instilled, like, this is the only way you're going to come back to the Jets, which I think was the Jets' way of saying, we know you're not going to do this, so you're going to leave anyways.
The first part of that answer sounded desperate. It's like, well, they want you. Second part of that answer sounded like Aaron Rodgers thinks he's got some leverage somewhere.
I think he does. I think the public perception, which is not a chance in hell, I don't think that's how most teams are thinking of it.
What about Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that actually probably the one place that I think all the antics are probably too much for him. I think they're coming off the situation with Russ where there was already some drama with Russ. They're already risk adverse when it comes to big personalities. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger had his moments, but Ben was still in the height of his career and the beginning of the height of his career. I don't think Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense.
I mean, they have a way, and maybe not quarterback wise, but they have a way, at least with a bunch of wide receivers and a bunch of different players in recent memory, of taking guys that have been relatively problematic, and we don't really realize how problematic they are until they're away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the quarterback spot's different. And maybe I'm wrong on that, which is entirely possible. I actually think Aaron makes I know nobody's going to like this. I think Aaron, if you're trying to win next year, and if you're trying to keep Myles Garrett, I think Aaron makes a ton of sense. I'm not saying you're going to like it. I'm not going to say you're going to like him. And there's a part of me that's like, if he just wants to play for 1 year, what are we really doing here? But it's so funny. Like, he's coming off a spot where his handpicked OC was axed halfway through the season. The head coach got axed halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They didn't have a great offensive line there. Really strong defense. Breece Hall's a nice player. You do have Garrett Wilson. So there were some things there. But, I mean, obviously the situation in New York is as destitute as it can get. I look at Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins more in the same camp of guys that people aren't really figuring out their value because they're just focusing on, well, Kirk got benched for Michael Penix and looked like crap for four games while not looking at the offense he was playing in and not looking at the circumstances that led Aaron to maybe not be the best version of himself.
Yeah, but with Aaron here, it'd become the Aaron Rodgers show, and the Browns don't seem open to letting anyone really do that.
You and I talked about that. I don't think they're willing to do that for Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Right, it's going to be a real topic that we get into as we dive closer and closer to the draft.
But if you're serious about this, goes back to, if you're trying to sell me Daniel Jones is the best quarterback available, what you're really saying is you'd like a milquetoast, say-nothing, stand-for-nothing quarterback, non-threatening quarterback to Kevin Stefanski. Because if we're really talking about winning this year, it's Aaron Rodgers or it's Matt Stafford, and then it's everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, would it be Rodgers' show? And I just don't know that the Browns would ever let that happen.
At this point, if it was in the if Aaron could guarantee me two more years, it might make me more likely to draft a quarterback this year, by the way. But if Aaron could guarantee me 2 years instead of one, and you want to win and you want to keep Myles Garrett, that's probably your best path to do it. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.